If you're listening to this and wondering whether you should get involved, just don't bother listening. Just get involved. just quit the podcast now. Go on.
There are really a lot of very powerful interventions that we can use to help cultivate space. And we want to add in a lot of compassion towards this as well, because we know that's what we need.
Oh, yeah. Is there something else we could be hearing about and talking about that will further enhance our experience of being alive and doing a job and connecting with our students? And the answer is yes.
And then also bringing forward simple techniques. I say simple, but they're actually quite difficult. Otherwise, we'd all do them all of the time. Also normalize them, that these are simple techniques, but it's quite hard to bring our attention to them and access them when we are high-performing people, when we are looking to push ourselves or really support other people.
Hello and welcome to the Qualified Tutor Podcast, the podcast that brings you the latest in the world of tutoring, edtech, and education, and hopefully inspires in you the big change that each and every one of us is capable of. Qualified Tutor is an industry-leading tutor training organization and online tutoring community for thousands of tutors around the world. This podcast is the voice of this community, where we aim to hear from tutors, teachers, entrepreneurs, coaches, business experts, students, tutorpreneurs, and more from the world of tutoring about what inspires them every day, how they can help tutors like you, and what they've learned about tutoring along the way. The question is, what will you learn today?
Hello and welcome to this, the 97th episode of the Qualified Tutor Podcast. We are but a few days out from the Love Tutoring Festival 2. And I have with me here today two individuals who have helped make this festival happen. So in the next 25 minutes or so, you'll be hearing from Diego Mello, who is the CEO and founder of Nudge Education, and Hannah Mitchell, who is part of the Nudge Minds team at Nudge Education. And the two of them will be delivering the lunchtime Nudge Education Insight sessions from 1 to 1:30 p.m. UK time, GMT, every single lunchtime, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of the festival. So this conversation is to understand a little bit more about that. So without further ado, I will stop talking now and I will hand over to Diego and Hannah. But just so listeners, tuning into this podcast, have a bit of a context to our two guests today, I'm going to give both Diego and Hannah 60 seconds. To introduce themselves. Diego, would you like to go first?
Wow, what a challenge. Okay, yeah, so I had two incredibly cold showers today so far, absolutely cold to the bone. I've taken currently 80 very conscious deep diaphragmatic breaths, and I got a whole lot of work done, and I cannot wait for the Love Tutoring Festival because it's going to be a good one. If you're listening to this and wondering whether you should get involved, just don't bother listening. Just get involved. just quit the podcast now. Go on. Oh, no, maybe not. Maybe just go straight up to the website. Not after this. Maybe you can do it simultaneously. You can open a new tab and get involved. From things like mental health all the way down to the business of tutoring and everything else, I'm excited about this. And Ludo, thank you so much for giving us all at Nudge Education the platform to help out with this and contribute towards this amazing thing that you guys are doing. And man, you've put in some very hard work into this. So yeah, thanks for that too. So that's me.
Look at that. I'd say almost bang on 60 seconds. Thank you, Diego.
Was it really 60 seconds?
Okay, fine. It was a little bit over. let's see if you can match that.
Oh, lovely to be here, Ludo. And yes, indeed, a challenge. I'm Hannah, and I took 10 minutes out today to do a guided meditation on saying yes to the moment. So hopefully that channels through right now. I'm the service lead for Nudge Minds, and I'm also have spent many years coaching in clinical sports therapy, mindfulness, and movement, all things mind and body, with professional athletes internationally and within education environments. So delighted to be here, excited for next week and for what we can bring forward.
Thank you.
Was that 60 seconds?
That was just underneath. So the two of you
pop up. Oh, God. You win, Anna. You win.
20 seconds in total. I guess what listeners want to be hearing after this then is, what are the insight sessions? What are the insights that you'll be providing every day at the festival
okay.
for lunchtime?
Okay. Well, do you mind if I go in, Hannah?
Diego.
Okay. You can talk about the insight sessions in particular, Hannah, in a second. So Nudge Education insight sessions are our own homegrown, relevant CPD sessions for our team. They run bi-weekly. Why am I telling you that? It's because it was out of that we suggested up to you, Ludo, that we run some of those things that we do. And it is so overly talked about certain elements of CPD, right? Things like, in a way, it's important that we keep talking about them. But on the other hand, it's like, is there something else we could be hearing about and talking about that will further enhance our experience of being alive and doing a job and connecting with our students? And the answer is yes. The answer is absolutely yes. So within those Nudge Education Insight sessions that we run bi-weekly for our team across the country, we explore things like neuroscience, mindfulness, and meditation. We look at issues to do with language and gender and identity and so on. We look at concepts of human proximity and conductivity. How do we build a rapport with young people? How, you know, all sorts of things that doesn't quite fit that CPD thing on dyslexia or on autism and stuff. And we thought, whilst some of that is really, really important, and some people will really benefit from hearing those mainstream kind of CPD things, we thought perhaps we could take some time during the festival to offer something that we all really, really benefit from at Nudge Education, which is that space to breathe and to be calm and to find centrality within. We're going to be doing some work around mindfulness and meditation and understanding the physiology of stress in relation to performance. And is that useful? Is that not useful? We're going to take some time to literally slow right down at lunchtime. Do you want to go into it a bit more, Hannah? Say exactly the sort of things we might be doing. I don't know if that's helpful.
I love that. Was the wider vision from Diego, and now the real nitty gritty of it from
Hannah. is there a pattern somewhere there, Ludo, that you've recognised?
No.
And as Diego says, I think we really wanted to bring something forward that would help take care of us and ourselves as tutors and practitioners and educators, something really relevant that would support us, and especially recognizing the difficulties that we've all experienced with change in the last couple of years. But what we want to bring forward is how we can recognize the impact of stress, the physiological response, the emotional response, how we can intervene, and what practical ways that we can do that. So discussion around what all that means, and then also bringing forward simple techniques. I say simple, but they're actually quite difficult. Otherwise, we'd all do them all of the time. Also normalizing that these are simple techniques, but it's quite hard to bring our attention to them and access them when we are high-performing people, when we are looking to push ourselves or really support other people. So we're going to work every day for 30 minutes together or share some space together to explore this subject and then bring into practice, really embody a practice of mindfulness, of breathing techniques, so we can use that as we go forward.
And now, a little more from Diego Mello, one of today's guests, on the vision that lies behind Nudge Education.
We are Nudge Education, a movement of like-minded professionals trying to eradicate chronic disengagement from the face of the education sector, a child at a time, and point every chronically disengaged child towards a life that is worth living. So if you want to find out more, please go to nudgeeducation.co.uk/workwithus and get involved with the movement.
Performing is something we do every day, isn't it? I mean, performing daily activity, we call it performing. So one of the measures around anxiety and depression is your ability to what? Perform daily tasks, right? It's the word that they use is to perform. So from the moment we get up to the moment we go to bed, we're performing acts of, engagement with life and people and our environments. What I'm excited about this is that we're not necessarily labeling a stress as a physiological curse, but more understanding it as a natural response to some of the things that we really, really care about, be it existing, be it protecting, be it working with a student, be it running a marathon. But the other thing that I'm excited, and I've learned lots and lots and lots from Hannah recently, and in the past 2 years, as Hannah was my physio, actually, I'm not sure if many people knew this, but there you go. Anyway, we'll tell about how our paths cross work-wise some other time, because we had no idea that they were about to cross. And that's probably at the point where everybody listening says, come on, tell me more about that, because that's probably more interesting. So it's more about how actually stress is an absolute intrinsic part of high-performing athletes. It provides clarity, determination, extra strength, and so on. You know, I mean, to put it bluntly, have you ever seen some of those videos on YouTube of when a mother, a simple, frail mother, manages to lift a car to save a baby underneath? Where do you find that strength? Where do you find that absolute power? It's through, I guess, the hormones that stress can provide to you, and how it works through the fibers of your body and your muscles. You know, how do you hang on that tiny little, for me, that tiny little hold in a climbing wall, you know, 8 meters up with no harness or anything. You know, it is stress, it is adrenaline, it is those hormones. But when that becomes just a thing that you experience on a day-to-day basis, every hour of every day, it will disable you. And actually, ultimately, what we know these days about the impact of stress is that it will disable you to a point of death, you know, and it will generate chronic conditions. There's enormous links around chronic stress and chronic illnesses like cancer and so on. So we don't want to dive in too deep, but I'm really excited to provide people who function, actually, if I may say so controversially, in a somewhat sometimes toxic environment full of like constant demands and constant pressure, and it's constant blaming and it's constant not good enough. I think finding a space where we can, how I put to Hannah, we can sit amongst the fire and not be burnt, exploring a tiny little bit and experiencing a tiny little bit of what that feels like will be great for everybody attending the Love Tutoring Festival. You took some deep breaths today, Ludo, didn't you? How did that feel?
Yeah, Diego's a psychic. He knows my every movement. No, I did that. Came off a call with the Nudge Education team today, and after some encouragement, or at least some prompting, I took 15 deep breaths in a row, just 15 big deep breaths with your diaphragm moving up and down, and it made a big difference to how my clarity of thought and my kind of low-lying levels of stress. So you will experience that at least, yeah, once, if not more, by attending these lunchtime sessions. But I wanted to hear from you two a little bit more about what you hope festival attendees can gain from participating in these insight sessions. Hannah, can we turn to you first?
Yeah, I really want to bring forward that although it can be quite terrifying when we turn attention to the fact you know, a lot of us day to day deal with chronic stress or flood of stress hormones that we can't intervene. And the once we know the techniques and start to cultivate awareness and space and embed that as a practice, it is very possible. It is very possible to bring us out of a stress state, a sympathetic nervous state, into a calm parasympathetic nervous state. We can do this by using diaphragmatic breathing practice. We can do this by the breathing techniques that we're going to bring forward. And also, I really wanted to give us that opportunity to really practice this together. So cultivating mindful awareness in a real nice community, in a safe space where we can explore. Actually, you know, there's a lot of normality in chronic stress where a lot of us experiencing this right now, but there really are a lot of very powerful interventions that we can use to help cultivate space, and we want to add in a lot of compassion towards this as well, because we know that's what we need.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think for me, it's about, there are different routes to life where it's less stressful. But if you're looking at tutoring, whether somebody is underachieving in school or whether somebody is chronically disengaged like Nudge Education, and we are bound to absorb some of that, call it, you know, the T word, trauma or energy or frustration. And we're put in a place that is quite tricky as tutors, in the sense that it doesn't really, we can't really, you know, it's not, we can't just perform a magic trick and get somebody to catch up with their academic sort of work or pass with A stars or A levels, or perhaps move away from experiencing enormous sort of separation from the education sector, and within months be back in the education sector as a high performing student. We can't do that, but somehow it's expected of us to do it, which is understandable. We expect a doctor to help us cure us, right, or sort us out, or fix some of those things. And whilst we work in a nurse, whilst we can work towards that with a child, it's not entirely our responsibility. So we absorb all sorts of stresses, and actually, eventually, it goes nowhere other than stays in the body. And that toxic stress releases lots and lots of hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, all of which will influence inflammation around the cells, which again drives things like high levels of anxiety and so on. So I hope that people, number one, will be able to, as I say, sit in the fire and not be burnt. They'll find that centrality of peace, you know, that which it's not hanging anywhere else other than the acceptance that this is a fire. It's not that it's burning, it's not that it's orange, it's whatever it is. It's just where we are. We are here now. And find that inner peace. And actually the brain responds really, really well to that, you know, that part, let's not get too technical, but the brain responds really well and it begins to calm some of those other parts of the brain, tiny parts actually with immense power, that are saying to us, oh, this is terrible, or this is no good, but then recognizes it just as is. That's the first thing. But then secondly, I hope that people get a glimpse, certainly a glimpse that when I got that glimpse, I held onto it for dear life because it was amazing, is how much wellness these practices can promote. And I'm frustrated because Lewis Hamilton, guess what he does? Lots and lots and lots. Lots of meditation, lots of mindfulness, lots of breath work. And just listen to some of the things that he does on some of these other apps that do like lessons and stuff. And you hear that. Some of the high performing people, the most calming people, or most sort of calm people will also be people who are very mindful and very present. So no wonder their brain is regulated in a slightly different way. So for us teachers who have one of the highest rates of signing off sick in the country, my hope is that we can sit in the fire and not be burnt. We can sit in the fire and I guess appreciate where we are, in a way without having to be consumed by it.
Yeah, I really love that phrase. I think that could become the tagline of these sessions.
Which one, Ludo? I can't even remember what I said now.
Well, it's all being recorded, so yeah.
Good.
No, it's the sitting in the fire but not being burnt. You know, this idea that we're right in amongst it. We're participating actively. We're learning. We're meeting new people. But we're caring for ourselves. We're being empathetic towards our own bodies and our own minds, and also those around us.
For those of you who know the Love Tutoring Festival, you'll be delighted to hear that we're back. From Monday the 24th to Friday the 28th of January 2022, the Love Tutoring Festival will return, bigger and better than ever. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you're in for a real treat. The most loved festival in tutoring, the Love Tutoring Festival is a 5-day online celebration of all things tutoring, with some of the biggest names in tutoring, education and pedagogy, and hundreds of committed and motivated tutors from all four corners of the globe taking part. It really is the biggest party in tutoring. We will again be working on a freemium ticket model this year, with all events totally free, apart from our famous and ludicrously inexpensive CPD accredited workshops. You can find out more, including the confirmed speakers so far, how to grab your place, and key information on our wonderful sponsors at qualifiedtutor.org/lovetutoringfestival. Let's raise standards in tutoring together.
We are just drawing to a bit of a close here. I want to end with some really key specific details about the event. So someone listening to this now is lining up the Monday or the Tuesday at 1 p.m. To come and join one of these sessions and learn a bit more about the breath work and the meditation that you're talking about. What can they expect in the half an hour?
Okay, Hannah, do you want to... So, I mean, we'll be introducing the whole thing and introducing ourselves and, you know, the context in which we want to teach. And I'll let Hannah go into the detail in a minute. But really, we just want you to experience, much like what you did, Ludo, it's only 15 breaths or 10 breaths or 2 minutes of pausing. And what it does to your body's sensation is actually an outcome to what's happening in your brain. We want you to experience that as a way. I know there's lots of people who will hit the bottle and hit this and hit that and do this, which fair enough. I think, you know, whatever soothes your pain. But I feel like perhaps if you haven't yet experienced this, this is amazing. It really is amazing. And it should be prescribed by the NHS. There you go.
That's the larger goal.
not my own routine, but Hannah, do you wanna tell people how we're gonna break this down into smaller chunks?
Yeah, okay. So we'll start our sessions off. And we will introduce what stress means, the physiology of stress, how this is going to impact, how this potentially impacts our lives, our performance. And then we spend the first 10 to 15 minutes discussing this. And then we're going to go into a 10-minute practice each day. And this is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. And we are going to use that 10 minutes of time to explore the breathing techniques that we've mentioned, but also bring in a short meditation so we can really embody and use that experience. So the first part of it is going to be discussion. Diego and I are going to discuss the subjects in a little bit more detail as to what we've gone into today, and then the last part of it, we're all going to come in, practice this, and experience that space of calm. So the last 10 minutes or so, we'll do this.
Yeah, that's cool. Excellent. I think that's pretty much it, Anna, nicely said.
Precise. Well,
we can just play this next, couldn't we?
Yeah, no, it's just good. Exactly. No interaction with Hannah and Diego, just a pre-recorded message. No, I think Well, what's key is that you know, then there's an extra half an hour between 1:30 and 2 p.m. before the post-lunch sessions start on each day. And we've built in that time so that attendees have a few moments to go and grab some lunch or to kind of decompress a little bit and go out, take a walk, that kind of thing. But if you'd like to stay on and chat more with Diego and or then they will be available from 1:30 till 2 as well. It's just we don't want to build in a mindfulness session that takes up the entire lunch period. That is that's fairly ironic. So we want to give people a half an hour session so they have time, but if you'd like to stay on, then we've agreed to stay on a little bit longer and chat to you.
We're so giving and so holy that we'll forego our own sandwiches for listeners.
None of us from the delivery side will be eating next week.
Who eats anyway? Who eats Lido? Do you know what I mean?
Intravenous drip of enthusiasm and warmth and collaboration. Yeah. So that, thank you very much, the two of you.
Thank you.
That was short fire, a short and sharp little session on what the insight sessions will be about and what people can expect from them. That was really very kind, and very kind of you also to give up your time during lunchtime to deliver these sessions. I think you'll have lots of people emailing you, contacting you after the festival saying, you know, I've been doing this every day since the festival. Mm. You know, it's helped an enormous amount. So
great.
We will see you in just 4 days' time for the start of the Love Tutoring Festival. If you're catching up on in the months after the festival, then know that these sessions were incredibly useful and they will always be back for the next festival. So 24th to the 28th of January 2022 is the Love Tutoring Festival 2. I have been your host here of the Qualified Tutor Podcast, Ludo Miller. I'm also the director of the Love Tutoring Festival. Hannah and Diego will be at the festival next week delivering the Nudge Education Insight Sessions. And finally, Diego will be delivering a keynote on the Monday on the a journey through the science of the five cornerstones of holistic education. That'll be at 12 p.m. GMT on the Monday. And he'll be teaming up with Lucy Spencer from Education Boutique after lunch on the Thursday, the 27th of January. So if you're at the festival, you'll be seeing my face a lot. You'll be seeing Diego's face a lot. And at the lunchtime sessions, you'll be seeing Hannah's face a lot as well. So one final time, thank you both of you, and we'll see you all next week.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, Lido.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Qualified Tutor Podcast. Whether you're a regular listener of this podcast or you've just stumbled across it, join the Qualified Tutor Podcast group within the Qualified Tutor community to stay up to date with our latest news, offers, workshops, and of course, simply to meet other tutors like you. Whatever your level as a tutor, our training courses will be the next step in your professional development. Visit qualifiedtutor.org/training to find out more about our CPD accredited and Ofqual recognised courses, the first of their kind in the tutoring industry. Your student deserves the best tutor possible. Make that happen today by joining Qualified Tutor.org.